Everywhere you look right now, it feels like the world is falling apart. The wars, the greed, the confusion, but what if it's not all falling apart? What if it's falling right into place? You see, from the moment we were born, we were told how to think, what to believe, and who to follow. And that's just how this world works, you know? From the time we were born, we were told exactly everything about this world. Because during that time, we were an adolescent. We didn't know anything about this world. And, you know, growing up and just doing the things that your parents taught you, your teachers taught you, outside in influence, essentially had a role on your upbringing and your belief system and everything that you know true today. And that's just how this world works, unfortunately. And, you know, getting into the understanding that for a long, long, long time, we are technically blindfolded. We have this veil over our faces, and we really don't see reality for what it is at all. We see reality as this systematic structure in which we just follow. You know, we are told, you know, go to school, get a good job, you know, retire at 70, and live the rest of your life happy. But unfortunately, me and many other people in this generation, we just don't understand what why do we have to follow the rules that were set out before us? Because again, we have basically been just infiltrated. Our minds have been infiltrated. Our schooling systems, they've been infiltrated. Our technology, our media, everything has been infiltrated to essentially systematically program you to be and act like they want you to. You know, we go through this schooling system in the sense of, like, you know, we stop asking questions. Our teachers, they tell us to stop asking questions. We're not allowed to, like, speak out or to ask for help, you know, like with a friend. And it's like in the real world, like, guys, like we work as teams. Like, we work together to accomplish something. And, you know, in the system that they set up us in, it's not meant to allow us to essentially fail. Because, you know, you look at a schooling system structure, and it's set up in the sense of, like, okay, if you fail, like, you can't move on. Like, if you pass, you can move on. Same exact thing goes for work. Like, if you mess up, like, you could get fired, and then it's like, okay, we're setting ourselves back. Like, what are we doing now? Same thing goes with religion. Like, you have to obey. It's everything is about obey this, obey that, obey this, and follow the rules, follow the structure, follow this, follow that. And it's like, it got to a point, you know, for myself at least, and this is going back to 2020 when I had my own realization. You know, I had my own understanding of what this world was and what, why everything was happening. And, you know, before that, I didn't have any understanding of the world around me. And it wasn't until 2020 happened and, you know, COVID happened, the lockdowns happened, this, that, the third happened, you know, vaccine mandates were popping out left and right. Like, you couldn't go outside past a certain time. Like, this was crazy. Like, this was, like, so, like, mind-blowing, not to just me, but, like, to everybody that was experiencing this. And everybody that experienced this is, like, it feels like, you know, a fever dream that just happened and now it's over. And it's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what the fuck is this reality? And, you know, it's so crazy to think that, like, you know, especially for myself, like, having and going through those, like, moments of, like, awakenings and moments of really, like, realization and self-understanding, and not just, like, for myself, but, like, the world around us. And you know, there was just certain things that I just didn't agree with. Like, I just didn't agree with, like, you had to do X, Y, and Z to be successful. You had to do X, Y, and Z to do this, or X, Y, and Z to do that. And it's like, no, no, like, you don't have to do anything that they tell you to. Like, they do this for a reason, to keep you stuck. Like, the only way to get unstuck in this world is to start asking questions. And that's exactly what I did 5 years ago. I started asking questions. And that's where I think I get my understanding of everything around us. And that's the thing. They don't want you to ask questions. They want you to be a good little employee, a good little sheep, and they want you to just follow everything they say. Everything that comes from the media, everything that comes from this person, that person, they just want you to just accept it for the truth and for accept it as is. Like, everything, I had to go back and unlearn school. I don't know how many people have actually done that or tried to do that, but let me tell you something. It is insane. It is insane, because when you actually open yourself up to the understanding that, like, what we were taught and what we weren't taught, that's the kicker. That is the kicker right there, is what we weren't taught. The alternative history of this world, and that's where I am. You know, seeking and trying to find the truth in everything, and definitely question everything around us. Because these systems that were put in place, they were kept to keep us stuck. So the only way to get around that is to just simply start asking questions. That's it. That is it. And, you know, now we're kind of like in this place where everything around us is controlling us. The system, the machine, everything controls us. And that's just reality. Until you wake up to this illusion, to this reality that, hey, maybe I shouldn't be playing by these games, because I'm seeing where this is, you know, putting other people, you know, like family members, friends, like, they're following the script exactly like they were told to, yet they're not seeing the progress that they are hoping to see, or that they were promised to see. And now the illusion is slowly slipping away. And now that we have, you know, pretty much everything that technology has promised us, it now it's like we have never felt more lost. And that's the thing. You know, technology has advanced so fast and so rapidly that, you know, we have the iPad kid generation, and we have this, that, and the third. And it's just like, it is so much, because it is changing every single day. And it's not going to stop. Like, are we serious? Like, the introduction to AI and the utilization of AI over these past few years has multiplied. It has outperformed everything, because it is getting smarter and smarter every day. But that also has to put, like, that has to put you in a position of, like, asking questions of, like, all right, so if technology is moving at this rate, and human, like, kind and consciousness is moving at this rate, then what is going to happen at the end of the day? You know, technology is already outpacing us on so many levels, and it's only going to be able to become more proficient, more advanced, and more just engulfing us into everything around us. You know, we live in a technology world. We live in a digital world, and we just have to embrace that at the end of the day. But at the same time, since we have been going so deep into technology, into the digital world, we have essentially lost connection to reality itself, to nature, to friends, to family. Like, it's so sad, because now it's like, you go out to dinner and you see family members and you see friends, like, and they're just on their phones. They're just consumed by this product. And whether it's a safety mechanism, whether it's this, that, or the third, it's like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Like, we are are having an experience. We're outside. Like, let's put the technology away for once. Like, let's put that away, because it's honestly insane. Because now it's like more than ever, we see the disconnection rate at an all-time high. We see divorce rate at an all-time high. We see anxiety at an all-time high. We see depression at an all-time high. Like, why? Like, why are we seeing everything at all-time highs? It's because everything has been systematically programmed to keep you in this position. Everything around us has essentially kept us stuck to not see outside of the illusion. And that's the scary part. That is a very, very scary part. And it's a huge understanding that I have grasped over these last 5 years when I started understanding the world around us, is that AI, technology, blockchain, all of this around us, all of the technology around us, it is going to start outperforming humans. It is going to take and replace our jobs. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do about it? Are we going to just let that happen? No. I don't want that to happen, because we're going to see, like we saw not like in August of this year, like the job report, like it's getting really scary, and it's getting really, it's coming really fast. And my goal is to prepare each and every single one of you for what is to come, what has been happening, and essentially just the truth. You know, that's the thing. Like, we are seeing the cracks in the system in real time, and more people are becoming aware, becoming awake, questioning reality, because it's an illusion. This reality is an illusion. It is whatever you like to call it, whether you like to call it the Matrix, the rat race, whatever your vocabulary is for understanding the world around us. Yeah, it's a system, it's a machine, and it's a process in raising a human being, especially here in America. You know, we think that we are so entitled because we live in a first world country. We think we're so entitled, yet we are so fucking disconnected at the same time. We are so disconnected from each other, because what has happened over these last few years, the media has gotten in the way of keeping everyone together. The media has gotten in the way of keeping everybody together and being disconnected in that sense. And I don't want that to happen. You know, I like having conversations with people. That's what I do for my life. I wake up and I'm a personal trainer, and I get to talk to people every single day and leave the technology out of it, you know, leaving and actually having and cultivating that interpersonal relationship, not with just myself, but with another human being and sharing that similar experience with them. And not only that, but helping them, you know, reach their goals to success, whatever that may look like. You know, and we are getting to a point where, like I was saying before, we are seeing the cracks within the system. You know, we are seeing the cracks. Everything maybe in this darkness, you know, it's all the darkness that surrounds us, maybe it is revealing something. Maybe it is revealing something that's been hidden from us for a very long time, you know, and that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to explore here with each and every single one of you, because I've been doing this for 5 years. I have been instructed by God to learn everything I possibly can. And here we are. You know, I'm about to step and embark on this journey of transformation within myself, so that you guys can see and be aware to the world around us, because the awakening is happening. The awakening is happening, whether you're a part of it or not, whether you get left behind or not. But we got millions and millions of people waking up to the idea that the world around us, we don't want to live in this world anymore. We don't want to participate in the things that this world has to offer. You know, at the end of the day, I think a lot of us are just seeking just freedom. You know, freedom from burden, freedom from, like just liberation of self and family and poverty and everything that keeps us down below and keeps us in that fear state of mind. And that's the thing. That's where they like to keep us. They like to keep us here. Like this line right here, everything below, that's all fear. That is your fear paradigm. Everything above that is where you start seeing things. You start seeing the cracks. You start questioning things. You start asking questions. And that's the beauty. That's where I want each and every single one of you to get to, is being able to have the ability to not just ask yourself the questions that are needed in this world, but asking other people questions. Because again, listen, this is our first time here on this world. Like, this is our first time here. And it's like, what are we going to do? Like, are we just going to keep everything to ourselves? No, like, let's share our experiences. Let's share what helps us. Let's share the good and keep, like, kick the bad away and help each other at the end of the day, because at the end of the day we are each other's neighbors, and like God has told each and every single one of us, love thy neighbor. You know, we don't have to love everybody, we don't have to you know, enjoy their presence or their company, but having just the respect for another human being is so freaking vital, especially in this time, because we are so disconnected, divided, living in a fear state of mind of not knowing what's tomorrow going to bring. What are we going to be going into a war? Are we going to be going into a depression? Like, we are living and consumed by fear all the fucking time. And I'm so sick and tired of it. And I'm so certain many of you are so sick and tired of this fucking bullshit around us. I'm fed up. I'm sure many of you are fed up. And we, as people, as humanity, as a consciousness, we are going to rise up together and we are going to make our voices heard. Period. We are going to not stop. We are going to continue doing this every single day until we wake up everybody in the world from what the hell is actually going on. And listen, other people are farther ahead in this quote-unquote awakening than other people. And listen, you just want to be that shoulder to for people to, like, have that space in your heart to let people be a burden on you. And it's not really them being a burden. It's just you understanding them as a human and having a human connection and an experience and understanding that, like, hey, like, no one's perfect in this world. Nobody's fucking perfect. We all make mistakes. We all fucking fail. We're going to fail more times than we succeed in this world. But if we can lean on each other and lean on just having that genuine experience and genuine understanding of somebody else, I think this world could be in a much better place. You know, I don't care what side of the fence you fall on with politics, what ethnicity you are, but why can we not just agree that, hey, at the end of the day, we're humans. Let's just have that mutual respect for each other. Like, we don't have to get to a point of violence. We don't have to get to a point of chaos, because that's already going around us 24/7. We see that in the media every single day. Like, you turn on the news and it's like, it's just sadness. It's just fear. It's dark. It's just, why? Why? Because they pry on us. They prey on us. They prey on us staying stuck, staying in that fear mindset, staying below and not asking questions, because they keep us in poverty. They keep us in fear. They keep us in a stuck mentality, in a endless loop cycle. And it's like, when you get to the realization of, like, holy crap, like, let me break out of this. Like, yeah, it's going to happen. We're going to break out of this. But I'm here to tell you guys, like, it is possible to break out of the chains that this world have had you shackled. These you want to be your own phoenix at the end of the day. This is why I have this tattooed on me. Because when I learned about the mythology of the phoenix and the firebird and the understanding of what the phoenix actually represented, which was death and rebirth, I applied that to my life instantly, because you can't get anywhere in life without killing off a version of yourself. You have to kill a version of yourself, metaphorically speaking, to become and embrace this new version of yourself. Like, whatever it is that you want to do in this world, do it. But you got to do it with all your heart, and you have to embody that person that you were meant to become. You have to embody that with every ounce that is within you. the plan that God has put on your heart, it's there. The vision is there. It's real. And he's waiting for you to pick your ass up and to get to work, you know? And that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to show you guys and it's just exposing the truth of this world, you know? I'm here to answer the questions that a lot of you guys have, that a lot of you have don't have the answers to. And it's okay. It's okay to not have the answers to everything. But you don't want to be the one being like, you know what? I don't want to figure this out. This is too complex. This is just too much. Because on the other side of asking yourself those questions and getting a deeper understanding about the world around us, you come to many, many realizations. And in those realizations, you start returning to your true self. You start returning to your true authentic self. And that is what I want for each and every single one of you, is to return back to your heart space, return back to God, and listen. Not just you want to listen and hear what is being said in this time, and especially in this time. And you know, in this darkness, I think a lot of things are gonna be revealed. Especially moving forward over these next couple months, couple years moving forward, a lot more people are going to start waking up and understanding that everything around us has been fabricated and fabricated for some time. Now, if you've ever felt something deep inside of you just trying to wake up, this is going to be the space for you. This is going to be the space for you to come, listen, hear what I have to say. Listen, you don't have to like me. I'm just here to trying to promote the message, and we're not just going to talk about change. We're going to be the fucking change in this world. This world isn't dying. It is being reborn, and it is waiting for you to remember who you are.